I am a foodie with a food allergy, a waiter's worst nightmare. I say things like, I'll have the chicken parmesan, but with no breading on the chicken and no pasta. Or, will you ask the chef which dressings are gluten and sugar-free? When I ask, the waiter usually leaves for an eternity and then comes back and says, he doesn't know. My friends, the ones who will still eat at restaurants with me, groan and try not to feel annoyed. But they are annoyed. I know they are, because I'm annoyed with myself. I don't want eating out to be a huge production just because I can't eat gluten. I am a fan of some chefs the way NASCAR lovers are fans of race car drivers. I am the reason there's a whole network on television devoted to food. When my family sits down to a meal, we're talking about our next meal. When I found out I was allergic to gluten, which is a composite formed by the proteins in wheat, I retreated from the world of restaurants. It became really hard to find restaurants where I can eat without triggering my allergy. I was a waitress for years, so I know that the description of an entree on the menu doesn't even tell half the story about what's going on in back in the kitchen. If the chef uses breadcrumbs as filler in a dish, he doesn't have to disclose that. And I am the only one who cares if a chef warms a piece of bread on the same flat-top grill where my onions are being sautéed. It's my responsibility to protect myself from contamination. Through trial and error, I have formed a tight list of restaurants in Wilmington where I can eat without being taken by surprise by hidden gluten. It wasn't an easy list to create. There's no magic formula. I have to go there, eat the food, and see how I feel over the course of the next day. One place that has become a haven is Fun Seafood Bar on Princess Street in downtown Wilmington. I asked Chef Shane Tynan why he thinks I have such success eating at Fun. He said without hesitation that it is because they cook everything a la minute, which means fresh to order. If I want the nam sad without sugar, which is another food I don't eat, I just have to order it that way, and no one is going to say, the sauce is already made, they can't take the sugar out. They say, no problem, because he doesn't make the sauce until someone orders it. If I want the pork belly buns wrapped in lettuce instead of on the gluten-y bun, again, no problem. Another thing that makes a difference is that they train their staff about food allergies. All the waitresses know which items on the menu a person with a food allergy can eat. A huge relief, considering I've had waiters at other restaurants assure me something is gluten-free when they do not, in fact, even know what gluten is. As much as some restaurants have surprised me by contaminating me with a seemingly innocuous entree, other restaurants have turned out to be unexpected delights. As a food snob, I've developed a bad attitude about chain restaurants. Recently, at a weekly lunch outing with my grandfather, I was dismayed to find out he wanted to go to Ruby Tuesdays. I hemmed and hawed, but eventually relented and found myself sitting at the Monkey Junction location. After a perfectly lovely discussion with our knowledgeable waitress about my food allergy, which caused extreme eye-rolling from my grandfather, I had to decide what I wanted. I usually only have one, maybe two options at an off-list restaurant. At Ruby Tuesdays, they have multiple items on a special gluten-free menu for me to choose from. I was in the Clean Plate Club.